Good morning. This is Mose from, this is Mose, and I'm here to bring you the daily inspiration for the 18th day of the month. And, my name is Mose, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. I'd welcome any input you might have. So please give me a call if you have any questions or input. Thank you very much, and God bless you. And, This morning I would like to speak about take heed. And if I could just give the dictionary definition for take heed, it says in the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, talks about heed. It says to mind, to regard with care, to take notice of, to attend to observe. Caution, care, watch for danger, notice, circumspection, usually preceded by take. Yeah, it's take heed is what we're looking at in the Bible. And I looked up in the Bible, take heed, and it's found 64 times in the whole Bible. This morning, I would just like to start read a few verses here. I'm not sure how far I'll get here, but it's take heed that don't do this and don't do that, and but take heed, it says in the Bible. And so let's just see what I'm not going to do a lot of explaining this morning, but just simply take heed, read some verses that contain take heed. So let me turn to, if you want to turn to Matthew, first of all, Matthew, if I can find it here. Okay. Matthew 6:1. Says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward. And then Matthew 16:6, it says, and Jesus saith unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. And then in 18:10, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. But I say unto you that in heaven, their angels do always behold the face of their Father which is in heaven. And 24:4, Matthew 24:4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. Boy, that's a big one. Take heed that no man deceive you, especially in these last days. There is a great falling away in the last days. And Jesus says here, take heed, watch out. Watch out that no man deceive you. Be careful. Don't just listen to everyone you hear, everyone you see. I mean, just because they say that they are a Christian, I mean, there's many professing Christians out there, and their doctrine does not line up with the Bible. So, because they say that they are Christian, the Bible, Jesus says here in Matthew 24:4, take heed that no man deceive you. What does it mean to be deceived? You know, when you're deceived, you don't know it. You don't know that you're being deceived. And you think you're hearing the right words, and you're taking those words in, you're agreeing, but the Bible says, Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. So be very careful that when somebody speaks to you the word of God, it says in somewhere else, it says, take heed that no man it says that we are to search the scriptures diligently like the Bereans. And so when somebody tries to convince you, for instance, there's a lot of things like this, but for instance, one of the things that many people try to convince, the Seventh-day Adventists come around and they say that Saturday is the day that you should worship. That's when that's the seventh day, and therefore you should worship on the Sabbath. So take heed that no man deceive you. Search the scripture to find out, is this really true? And don't search it with a preconceived idea. Search the scriptures and find out. What does the scripture say? If you really look at that seventh day, well, first of all, who knows which is the seventh day? I mean, we weren't here when God created heaven and earth and he established the first day. So who are we to say that this, that Sunday is the first, or Saturday is the, yeah, that Sunday is the first day, because that would make Saturday the seventh day. Or, wait a minute. Yeah, the seventh day. Anyway, search it out. Don't just, I'm not here to do a big big exegesis on that part. I just want to dwell this morning on take heed. Beware. In Mark 8:15, it says, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Jesus answering them began to say, take heed, in Mark 13:5. Take heed lest any man deceive you. I think that's what I was talking about here. Maybe I did a repeat there. And take heed. In Mark 13:5, it says, I did that. But take heed to yourselves in Matthew 13:9. For they shall deliver you up to councils, and in the synagogues ye shall be beaten, and ye shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. So take heed. Take heed that you're walking in the Lord and not just standing for some of your own ideas. If you're standing for your own ideas, and then you get into this where you're beaten and killed for these things, you might fall. So it says, take heed to yourselves, for they shall deliver you up to councils. Know where you stand. Know what you stand for. Know what you believe. And, stand on the scripture and nothing else. Take heed. Mark 13:23. But take ye heed, and behold, I have foretold you all these things. 33 of Mark 13. Take heed, watch and pray, for you know not when the time is. And, I'm not going to make this very long this morning. This is just an introduction. And so let's, maybe by tomorrow morning and the following mornings, you will have studied a little bit for your own, on your own. And like I said, it's 64 times take heed is found in the Bible. And so I've just scratched the surface a little bit this morning, and I've looked at a few verses from the New Testament. And I'd just like to encourage you to look up, take heed. If you have an electronic Bible, just do a search for take heed. And if you don't have an electronic Bible, just take a concordance and look up take heed. And so I have read through the verses in Matthew and Mark here. And then the next one is found in Luke 8:18, which I'm not going to read this morning. But yeah, God bless you, and hope you have a good day, and hope you have take some time to study these words. And if you do want to call me, my phone number is 717-656-9576. My name is Moses, and I'd be glad to talk to you about it. And you know, I have not done an exhaustive study on this yet, but hopefully by the end of the week, we'll get into more detail about some of these verses. And so God bless you, and you have a wonderful day.